Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio from the 38th edition of the Lovers Film Festival in Federica Scarpa. And today I'm in company of Lucky Love, protagonist of Lucky, here in the Lear Lovers competition. Hello.
Hello.
So, first of all, how would you introduce this film about you?
I don't even know. I mean, I would just say that it's like, it's a movie about someone who is really happy to be alive and who never wants to die.
That's a good way to explain it. Let's start from the beginning. How this film was born and your meeting with the directors.
Actually, the directors came to me on Instagram and they told me that they thought that I was a flower about to open and that they wanted to capture it with a camera. And so I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's meet tomorrow. And that's how it all began. Yeah.
How long it takes to shoot all the scene?
The movie was actually filmed during 2 years and a half. Yeah.
And I was wondering, watching your film, did you discover some aspects of yourself shooting this film that maybe you didn't realize first?
Yeah, of course, because like when you have to name your existence and everything about you, of course, then you realize things about yourself. And also like watching the movie, I also learned new things that my mom never told me, for example. So yeah, yeah, definitely.
About that, how did you involve the people that we saw? Because in the film, there's your mom, there's your father, your sisters, your friends, and a lot of people. How do you involve them?
I mean, for me, it was pretty natural. It was quite easy also because like, I mean, my family know me and my friends are like from the queer people, you know, so like we're really like into showing ourselves also to help people to have visibility. So when I told to my friends, hey, they're doing a movie about me, would you be okay to be filmed, blah, blah, they were quite okay with it. Yes.
How important is family for you? Because yes, your relationship, especially with your mom, is so important. You can feel in the film that it's very deep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have like a big sense of family, but I would say that my mom and I are pretty close. Yeah, because she protected me my entire life because she felt guilty about my disability. So, and also she's an Arab woman, you know, so we have like this really deep relationship as like a son and a mom. So I would say that a family is like something important, but it's also the first society that you live in, you know, so it's also the first other people you're in front of. And so I was also really happy to leave them, you know, to just like find them again in a better way.
Also, watching the film, there's a part of your life that is told. It's about the cabaret and your character, Venus, and I'd say in English, and the Thousand Men.
Yeah.
And I was thinking that you are still Venus, but also still the Thousand Men.
Yeah, I mean, Venus was like a character that allowed me a lot of things. And that's for me the strength of cabaret, you know? That's what I love about cabarets, because it allows you to do everything and also to be wrong, which is really rare on a stage. When you come up on the stage, normally you have to be right, you have to do your things good. Cabaret is more different, so it allows you to experiment. And so, of course, the Venus will always be with me. And the Thousand Men, I mean, I'm trying to get there.
Yes, because in the film, you were saying during the Q&A, we can see a lot of aspects of you. It's like you are a lot of different persons. You lived a lot of life. Is it true?
Yeah, it's true, because I get bored easily. I get bored really easily. And so I think it's like, it's just a way for me to reinvent my life and to also never become just a cunt, you know? I want always to ask myself if I'm in the good place, if I'm happy, because also I have this value of life, you know, that I love to be alive so much that I can't waste my time being unhappy. So each time that I'm unhappy, I'm just changing. Yeah.
What's fashion for you? Because you talk about fashion in the film. It's an important way to express yourself too.
Yeah, also because I discovered my identity, what we call identity, with fashion. So, of course, fashion is important for me. And fashion is like the costume you choose for the day, you know? And thanks to fashion, sometimes I'm a random guy. Sometimes I look like a rock and roll star. Sometimes I'm more like a punk. Sometimes I'm more like an hippie. And it's just, it allows you to be whatever you want to be. And also, it allows you to go out of your body, to become something else. Just for a day, maybe, but at least you can discover other aspects of yourself. And that's what I love in fashion.
How it feels to become an adult?
My God, it feels bad. I hate it. I don't want to be an adult. But I just realized that actually being an adult doesn't mean nothing. We're just like old children who grew up, right? But we are not adult. There is not a moment in your life when you're like waking up and being like, oh, I'm an adult now. No, it's not. It's not happening. And I'm trying hard to not become one.
First time you watched the film, what were your thoughts?
I felt really vulnerable because it's a strange feeling, you know, to be in front of like, I don't know, 100 people who actually like know everything about your life when you don't know nothing about them. So of course it's like a vulnerability place, which actually I love because I think that life is hiding in vulnerability. That's when I feel vulnerable that I feel alive. So I loved the feeling, actually.
What would you like the audience understand about you, about your story, watching your film? What's the message that you want?
I don't want any message, but watching it myself, what I can tell is that I'm really happy because, like, I am someone who thinks that as soon as you're alive, everything is possible. And also that, like, no matter who you are, no matter if you are like disabled, gay, lesbian, trans, no matter what, you are beautiful. And everything is possible. Like, I want people to understand that, like, their differences are not their limits, but that it is their power.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And I'm Federica Scarpa, and this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.